Daf is my cut daf chaf aleph. We left off where the shir left off when I was gone. Chaf on the base, right towards the bottom of the page. The last conversation of the Gemara was discussing the ideas of shnias. What does shnias mean? We know a person has a chiyav to have a velus, to have rice kriya for the seven closest relatives that are nifter. What are the seven closest relatives? A father, mother, brother, sister, son, daughter, and spouse. Those are the seven close relatives. Shnias are anyone that one would sit shiva for. If that person is sitting shiva, that's called a shnias. It's one step removed. Anyone that someone sits shiva for, if that person is sitting shiva, it's one step removed. There's discussion how far we take that. There's different forms of shnias. The shnias that the person is taka, also related, just there's an intermediary between. The Gemara's example is going to be in a second. Amemar, pick that as a great example. Amemar's son, Nebuch, lost a son. Amemar's son's son is, of course, Amemar's grandson. Amemar's grandson was Ifter, so we're going to discuss Amemar rice kriya for his grandson, but the way the Gemara breaks down again in the context of our conversation is Beteris Shnias, that it's his relative that he was to Shiva for, namely his own son, was sitting Shiva. There's discussion how far we take that. What if you have, let's say it's most relevant by siblings. Let's say a person has a half-brother. And that half-brother has a brother, that half-brother has his own half-brother from the mother. So the two brothers on the outside have zero relation to each other. They happen to share a half-brother, but they have zero relation. Over there, it's not the pshat that they're related, but there's one step removed, and the one in the middle kind of makes it a shnias, connects it. Over there, it's total shnias. There is no connection between the two opposite ends. It's smart to say over there, maybe it wouldn't have the same then, like I've these dinim of shnias. Okay, but let's pick it up from the bottom of Chaf Amabez. Three lines. What do you mean?
Your wife's sister.
Oh, correct. Yeah, once you go to wife, it's very easy to find this case as well. Good point. Yeah. Good example. Good example. Although there is discussion about wife's parents, let's say. Wow. Let's see. But there's a, let's pick up the Gemara on the bottom of Chaf Amabez. But yeah, there are other cases. I just picked one case. Amemar Shachavle Barbre. Amemar's grandson, Nebuchadnezzar, his son's son. Kare Lui, he writes Kriya. Asa Brez, for some walked into the room. Karabape, he writes Kriya a second time. Itkar, the Miyushev, he realized I'm supposed to do Kriya while standing, and he did the Kriya while sitting, and you know what he did? Kara, he did Kriya, again, we go, this is the simple reading of the Gemara, and this is the Mahalach in many Mishnayim, Taisa's first Mahalach is, he writes Kriya for the third time. It's the simple reading of the Gemara, he writes Kriya once, then when his son came in, he writes Kriya again, because he realized, with claiming like Taisa's first shot, and like there, it's really Rambam brings Lamaisa, that the Nishnias is, that one writes his Kriya in the presence of the intermediary, the middle person, when the one who's actually sitting Shiva is in his presence, that's when he is naying the Savelis, that's when he writes his Kriya, so therefore he writes Kriya when his son came to the room, so it's almost like he realized he did it prematurely, he should have waited until his son came to the room, and then he realized also he should have done standing, you're not sitting, he writes Kriya a third time, again, it's a simple reading of the Gemara. Itkar, Dimishakara, come Kar moment, he got up and he writes Kriya a third time, this time while standing. Before the Mer gets to the source, how do you know that the fact that Kriya has to be done standing before we get there, Taisus does bring another Mahalach. Again, Rambam brings the Nehig of Avelos for Shnias is in the presence of the person who's in between the deceased and himself, the one who's directly sitting Shiva, it's Tafka in their presence, Rabbah's the same thing, and that's how Rambam explains why he writes Kriya again. There is a Lamed Shikam, this really was Machlekes in yesterday's Daf, and a few lines before this, meaning we're going to Machlekes and Chamim, and if there was a Rabbi Kiva Chamim, I forgot who else it was, but the Rabbi Machlekes, whether or not it's Tafka when they're in Tafka when he's in the presence of the Shnia or not, then we're brought to Machlekes. There is the Chakira in the Mefarshim a step further. The Chakira, it relates to that Shaila, even if you go like the Chamim, they only do this Nihiga Velas. This Nihiga Velas, this Kriya, in the presence, is it a din in a covet towards the one who's sitting Shiva? So let's in this case, Amemar has a chiyav als his son, not as his grandson, not as the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar Nifter, als his son, in the presence of his son, he's a chiyav in the presence of his son, not in the presence of his son, it's no chiyav. Or no, even though the chiyav is, according to Chamim, clearly is only in the base, in the house, in the presence, so to speak, of the actual avil, it's still nemtzach directly from a Amemar to his grandson, because he's related enough that through his son, he has a grandson that was Nifter, therefore he has his own din of Avela / Kriya. Nafkamina would be, it sounds like it's only in the presence, it must be through the intermediary, but it's not so simple. Nafkamina would be, is it Dafka in the house? Is it even in the house or Dafka in the presence? If it's a Varta, it's just the intermediary, the son in this case, if a Amemar is binding him to the grandson, but it's direct Chiv of Avilus Bar Meimer himself to the grandson. So as long as he's in the house, you have that connection, perhaps. You don't even have to be in his presence. But if you hold this mamish, out of covet, so to speak, because it's really as a respect for the son who's sitting shiva, that's dafka in his actual presence, not enough to be in the house. That is one case where they make an afkina. Another afkina would be, again, the case we just said a minute ago, the case that we picked as an example, the half-brothers. The half-brothers. If it's a vart that the intermediate is making a connection, that's great. When there's epis, a real relationship between the two, in this case, a maimer and the grandson, they have a relationship, and the shnias binding it even further to say, there's din of avelis, there's din of kriya. But if it's mamish, two half-brothers on each side that have zero blood relationship at all, they share a relative, but they have zero blood relationship, then it's fair to say that he's binding. If, however, it's a covet to the intermediary himself, then even though there's zero connection between the two ends, between the two parties and the two sides, there's still enough of a connection, there's still enough of a chiyuv for the respect for the one in the middle. Okay, but again, so far we've been going with this simple balance in Rambam that say that the chiyuv is in the presence of the avil, and therefore Meimer writes kriya a second time when his son walked into the room, and Tosfos brings that malach as well. Tosfos is a little bothered, so good, he ripped it prematurely. He has to rice kriya again when the son comes to the room. It's not good enough, that first kriya that was done. So he says that maybe he was just demonstrating that the ikur kriya is when he's in the presence of his son. So he did it again to show that that's halacha, but maybe wouldn't have had to. But then Taisa brings interesting mahalach. The gabe, this third kriya. Taisa says it wasn't the third kriya. The way you read the Gemara is that Amemar rice kriya. His son then came in and rice kriya. The second kriya in this context was not Amemar. It was his son that was doing the second kriya. His son, of course, had to rescue as well. It was Nebuch, his son, who was the one who was mamish in Avelis, who lost his own son. So, which is his grandson. The son came in and raised Kriya, and when the son did it, the son raised Kriya standing up. Since the son did it standing up, Amemar was tipped off. He was reminded that the right way to do it was standing up. And then Amemar ripped for a second time standing up. So it comes to Amemar ripped twice, and his son ripped once. So there's, again, three Kriyas, but not all by Amemar. According to this version, according to the second Malach, the first Kriya was Amemar, sitting down. Son came in, did kriya, standing up, which tipped off Amemar. I also have to do standing up. That is Taisa's second malach. In this case, Amemar only did one kriya. Okay, says the Gemara. Amemar Rashi to Amemar. So Rashi to Amemar, kriya de mamanolim. This din, that kriya needs to be done, standing up, what is the source? Says the Gemara, the Siv Yakum, Eev, Faikras Malay. Eev stood up, he got up, and he tore his cloak, he tore his coat. We see that, of course, famously, Eev never lost his children, and he writes kriya, but he stood up to write kriya for the Lashon HaPasuk in Zariah that yet one has to stand up. Says more top of the mouth. El me'ata v'amah v'amar lechafatz lekachta by chalitza. If the brother-in-law gets up and says, I don't want to do Yibam, lechafatz lekachta. This is where the Lashon HaPasuk is v'amad. He stood up. Are you telling me dafka if he stands up? He has to dafka stand up when doing chalitza. Is that so? Not like that. Whether he's standing, whether he's sitting, whether he's leaning, the chalitza is kosher. You don't have to be standing, even though it says lashav amad. So just like the chalitza of amad is not ma'akiv, and that's actually a pasuk of the chumash. Just like over there, the amad is not ma'akiv. So too, by Eev, just because Eev was yamid, there's no indication they have to stand up for kriya. Armalei. So the Amemar says, we're explaining, Amemar was the one that was asked this question. Amemar was the one that raised Kriya, and Ravashi asked him, what's your source? And he said, my source is Eev. Amemar said back to Ravashi, big difference. The Lushan over there by the Chalitza was V'amad V'amar. It's not V'yamid V'yamar. By Eev it was V'yamid V'yakam V'yikram. That's a very clear, strong lashon indicating a purposeful standing up and kriya. So too, had it said by Chalitza, Vayakam, Vayamayd, Vayamar, and he stands up and he says, that would be a directive that wants us to stand up and say it and declare it. But the lashon is more passive. Amad Vamar, he stood up and he says, it sounds more like post facto, more like that's just what happened, not that there's a clear directive that's what should happen, and therefore, by Chalitza, there is no source, whereas by Eev, there is a source. And indeed, Amram Rachama, Menayan the Kriya, how do you know Kriya Shehi? Me'uman has to be done standing. Shnemar brings the source, like we said from Amemar, Vayakam Eev, Vayikra, Eev stood up and tore his beged. Okay, so far we have a source that Kriya has to be done standing up from Eev. Ask the Gemara. Dilma Vilsi Serasihu Davad, how are you telling me that because Eev did it, therefore it's obligation? You're right, Eev did it. Eev clearly, purposefully stood up before the Kriya. Great. But maybe Eve chose to do it. But he's doing more than what needs to be done. It's not a raya that it's a requirement to everyone. And I'll bring you a proof, says the Gemara. By Yagaz as Reishai, he tore his hair out of his head. Hachanami, is that also something he wants to do? Avadanat, there's no such halacha that one tearing his hair out of the head. Yet Eve did that as well. We see what Eve is doing is not indicative necessarily of what needs to be done, of what one's supposed to do. It says where you're right. Elamei hacha, so we fall for Eve. Elamei hacha. The Yakam Amelach Vikas Begadav. David Amelach, after losing his son, he got up and he tore his begadim. So we see from David Amelach, Vayakam Vayikra. Fidel Masari Sarah Savin. Same question we just asked by Eve. Maybe David Amelach as well. He was doing more than what was required, but not. And it's no riot that this is what has to be done. And I'll bring you a proof that David also did more than what was required. Tilo Temachi, if you don't say this, it says in the pasuk by David Amelach, Vayishkav Arza. It says he laid on the ground. Hachanami, you can tell me that this halacha, I'm supposed to lay on the ground. Avadanat, Adarabah. We learned in the Braisa that when we talk about turning over the beds, it means specifically turning over the beds and sleeping on the upside down bed, not on the ground. Let's, as it says in the Braisa, Vatayim went to the Braisa. Yosh and Pashas, by the way, till now we were learning that turning over the bed, even when it came up, we referenced it yesterday, Daf even. Pashas, we were learning turning over the bed means turning over the bed and maybe sleep on the upside down bed, not as comfortable, or sleep on the ground. Here the Mirza say, bring a brace very specifically, that means dafka on the upside down bed. Yashav or Yashan, that seems to be their girsa, he slept, al gabi mita, al gabi kise, al gabi udni, gdela. If he slept on top of a bed, on top of a chair, or sitting on top of an udni gdela, tight as the big, you know, from the mill that used to crush the grains, so the big stone from the grain crusher. Mikulin agabekarka loya sechavasan. If he sat on top of the ground, so it really should be a comma. If he sat, all these things are no good. On top of the bed, on top of a chair, on top of this big stone, or on top of the karka loya sechavasa. He's not yetzich chiyev. When's yetzich chiyev? Tafka on the upside down bed. That he wasn't Mekayim Kvias Amita, wasn't Mekayim turning over the bed because he didn't sleep on the upside down bed rather on the ground. So you're not going to tell me that David HaMelech, when it says David HaMelech sleeps on the ground, you tell me that's everyone else to do. Adraba, Halach Lamaisa, with Davik's will sleep on the upside down bed, not on the ground. So we see you can't take a riot from everything David HaMelech did. Once you can't take a riot from the sleeping on the floor, you can't take a riot from the fact that he stood up to Kri either. Says the Gemara, no. Amarlei Kain Arza. He said back to him, it's Kain Arza, meaning, by that, I'm not sure what the Amarlei is, but they have going with the Cheshbon of the Gemara, it could be the Amarlei is going back to Amim Hiravashi. Okay, but he said back, it's Kain Arza. David HaMelech wasn't on the ground. Turning over the bed and then sleeping on top of the upside overturned bed is like sleeping on the ground. That's the Galashan Apostle was referring to that. So indeed, we do have a good Raya. David HaMelech stood up to Rais Kriya, that remains a Raya. It says he slept on the ground. It doesn't mean ground. It means he slept on the up overturned bed, and that is the ikachiv. We'll speak more in a few moments about overturned beds. Why we're going to do bezbanazeh from Tosfos on the next Gemara. But before we get there, so what comes out? The Gemara tried to make a source for the din of kriya standing up from Eev. The Gemara fell off it. Mara said maybe Eve is doing extra chumras. We have other chumras that he did tearing his hair out. So ultimately, Mara seems to be arrived from David Melch. Asks the Ravid. That's all fine and well. It's a beautiful raya. And there is a mitzvah lechatchil to rise kriya. But how do we know that there's a chiv liikuv? How do we know that a kriya done when one is not standing up is mi'akiv and he's got to do the kriya again? How do we know it's absolutely apostles the kriya? As I frek the Ravid. Ravid is a bichidish as a teretz. Ravid says that even though we had a source from Eve that we fell off of, we treat this almost like we have in Kachem, Shina Kosl Akiv. We have a repetitive din that's torn in two places. It's Ma'akiv, it's not just a mitzvah, lechatchila. By Kachem, if it says something once, the teretz, lechatchila. If it says it twice, it's Mi'akiv. Over here, we view the Eev and David HaMelech sources as being a repetition. It's a repetition, even though we had a kash on Eev, but I guess it's enough for repetition purposes. Once we have David as well, we go back to the source of Eev. We have a double source. It's like a Shina Kosl Akiv. And therefore, we know it's not just a lechatchila to stand when the rights of Kriya. It's actually Ma'akiv, it's B'dyavid, Azdei Zak the Ravid. The Ramban and Teretz Adam is bothered by the Ravid's whole Shaka V'taya. The Ravid's bothered that Agamar brings a source for the mitzvah to rise kriya, standing up, but how do you know it's ma'akev? That's how the Gemara started. Says Ramban and Teres Adam, and that's a simple reading of the Gemara, a memer rise kriya second time. Why not memer rise kriya second time? Because he realized that he rise kriya sitting and he's supposed to be standing. Now, isn't that a clear indication that's ma'akev? And that's what the Gemara was asking, what's the source that you need kriya to be done standing. And licked in that question is the chayra, what's the source that it needs to be standing? And if it's not done standing, it's miyakiv and it's no good. That was all part of the Gemara's question. So these sources the Gemara is bringing should be pashut as they're explaining that it's miyakiv. Again, it doesn't really fully answer the Rav saying, where do you see up in the psukkah? Maybe it's just the chachila. That's part of the Rav's question, to which he answers, it's the repetition of Eiv and David Amelch. But there's Ramban was bothered that what's the question of that was clearly, that itself was the Gemara's nekuda. The Gemara's nekuda was, how do you know that it's miyakiv? That was good for what the Gemara was trying to get at itself. It shouldn't be an additional question over the Gemara. It should be, it's that's really the simple text of the Gemara, according to the Ramban. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Now the Gemara is speaking out a bunch of different dinim, legabe shiva. Tanaban. Eil doram shavel asr bam shavel tzavav or not avav. These are the things that avos asr in. Asr, we list very simple things to Yom Kippur. Asr, bimlacha, he can't do work, berechitza, washing his body, hands, face, and feet, even without, with, alone with hot water, entire body with cold water, uvasicha, anointing himself, tashmash shemita, relations, Vanil sandal and wearing clothing. Those things avos asurin. V'yasul likris b'tervin v'yitzuvim is asurin to read from Tanakh. V'lishayis b'mishnah to read Mishnayas, to learn Mishnayas, the medrash, medrash of him means like, more specifically, sifra, sifri, mechilta, the medrash that we use to darshan halachas and dinim. Halachas is more like our Brises, that's the Rashi Savyad, teaches it. Vashas is Talmud, is the Gemara, that uptakes the Brises of the Mishnayas and the Midrashim. I got the Gemara. He's us to learn all these things. However, if he's needed to the Rabbim, he was the big Magachir, the Rabbim needed to hear a Shirim. He shouldn't refrain. There's a story, and Nebuch, the son of Rabbi Yasi, and Tzipari was Nifter, and Nichus Meis Medrash, Vidash Kalim Kulei. His son was Nifter, and Rabbi Yasi, who was the big Gadol of the Tzipari, went to the shul, and he still dashed the entire day, even though he was in Shiva for his son. He still dashed him because it was a matzav of Rabbim Tzrichlein. Before we focus more on more stories related to this Rabbim Tzrichlein, Taisus right away addresses, we gave a list. These are things that are usher for someone who's in Shiva. Malacha working, rechitza washing his body, sicha anointing his body, tashmish and yisasando. Ask Taisus. Jump into Taisus. Different masul. Elu seitzik Taisus. We're not going to read every word for Taisus, every word for first word, but we'll hopefully go through most of it quickly. Elu dov shava avel asram. Says Taisus. What happened to things that we just were discussing in last Gemara? Turning over the bed. We had a couple about back about 70 about ago. We discussed with the idea of wrapping. What was the source? The Maria's source from Atifa Zeresh for wrapping the head. We learned, if I remember correctly, from Yecheskel. That Yecheskel, the Akash Baruch says, you don't wrap your head. Mashma, everyone else should wrap their head when they're in Avelos. So what happened to those? Why does not listed? Says Taisus, the Chashiv Elamili de Isser. They only count the things that are usser. Notice all five things that were counted, malacha, rechitza, sicha, tashmash, niyasandal, are things that the avil cannot do. Over here, kfiyas amita, turning over the bed, or wrapping the head with the talus, doing a tifas arayish, those are things he should do. Those are positives. We're focused over here on the isurim, on the negatives, not on the positive. That's Taisus' distinction. We'll get to maisa b'zmanazay. We don't do kfiyas arayish, or Atifas Rishis today, or Kfifas Amita, we'll get to that shortly in Taisus. Taisus asks, okay, fine. What about Tefillin, Shel Shalom? It's usher for an Avil, so we focus today's Af. Avil can't put on Tefillin. Mars and us, how long? 1 day, 2 days. And Avil also can't give Shalom. Both things are going to come up in today's Daf. That's going to be the major focus of the rest of today's Daf. Tefillin and Shel Shalom is the whole of the days. So, those are things that Avil cannot do. That should be part of the Surim. Why are those not listed? So Taisus, Leichashiv Einzak Kol Yemei Avil. They're not negiah for all 7 days. The Sheil Shalom is the first 3 days, and then there's already changes after 3 days. Tefillin, like we said, first day, second day. Some say Taka 3 days, but the point is, it's not the full Shiva, and therefore it's not listed. Ask Taisus.
Doesn't he put on Tefillin after the
Ksura? So then we're talking about this morning after the Shir, the same story. It seems like let's sit down. Well, first of all, you can't ask the question yet because you haven't. I know you did the Shir. I know you listened to the recording. But you can't ask the question yet because we didn't see the Gemara yet. The Gemara is going to discuss what the Tefillin is. But you're right. It is a valid question. Our Gemara seems to hold clearly at the first day and maybe even second day, depending on what you can see, he doesn't wear tefillin, according to some, maybe even third day, but he doesn't wear tefillin. The Anahagat Bezman Hazeh certainly is the first day you don't wear tefillin, second day you do, but some, that's what we left off in the Shir, but some were saying after the Shir that they believe that even the first day, once the Kfur happens, if it's still daylight outside, and they hadn't put tefillin on, once the Kfur happens, then he is to raise his over, then you would put tefillin, like you're saying, Hirsch, and I'm Baruch Hashem. I'm not aware of that halacha, but it seems some people were saying that's what they were told to do. That's what they did in that yourself as well in that situation. Okay, Mazal Nishvesen. Okay, so So the Tosfos then goes on to us. Speaking, I don't want to take the Shabbos. Go speak at the rest outside. Tosfos then says, "What? We don't do kafifas amita and atifas reish like we just bavarned. Why don't we do that? Why don't we do that anymore?" Says Tosfos. Because actually, before that, the skip one. What about techpaisas? What about washing clothing? That's an isser. You're not allowed to wash clothing. That should be on the list. Says Tosfos. It's included in mechitza. Very interesting. It's included in mechitza. Mechitza pasha means washing the body. As a matter of fact, we had more earlier, which darshan separately the source that Avil can't do mechitza, and a separate source that Avil can't do, right, for the 13 things, a separate source that Avil can't do, washing clothing, and washing his body, separate sources. Says Nechami, I've had those two separate things. But once we know that both isser, once we quote, you can't do rechitza, it's not shved that we included washing clothing and washing body. Interesting idea for Taisus. Okay, so it's included. It's nichl in rechitza, nichl tachpaisus. Ask Taisus, back to Kivis Amita, why do we not overturn the best of his Taisus gives two answers. One answer, we spoke about that in the past when it came up many months ago. Taisus says, first of all, that there's a concern that the Goyim may view it as kishif, and we have very common to have Goyim. Misharasim around the house, they're going to view this as doing kishif, it's going to scare them, it's going to create issues, create a bad appearance, and therefore we don't turn over the beds for that reason. Or Tais says, it used to be the beds were such that if you flip them over, they wouldn't be comfortable. Our mattresses are usually like squares, our mattresses, our boxes, are squares, you flip them over, it doesn't really change much, it doesn't make less comfortable, and therefore it served no purpose. There's no purpose doing kafifas amita if it doesn't serve the original purpose, therefore it stopped, therefore they stopped doing the kafifas amita. What about the Atifas Aresh, wrapping the head, keeping the head wrapped around, kind of like the Ishmaelim. Says Taisus, look at the last words of Taisus. Is right where it starts, the first line. Taisus, one line before that. It was like a perm costume. To start wrapping their heads around when they're on velos, it would lead to a little bit of like joking. They'd be in a funny mood because it's like a perm costume. So Enochami, that was the original lacha, but it's because it led to almost like laughing and joking, which is the opposite of the spirit of velos. Therefore, they stopped it. Okay. One more point on this before we go further. On this idea of Talmud Torah, so look at the next Taisus. It says Vaslukus Torah. You now learn Torah. We went through a whole list of Tanakh, Mishnayos, Agadah. That's fine. So Taisus, what about the things that you learn on Tisha B'Av, like the Iyov, Kinnis, Yirmiyo? What about those things? So Taisus first brings very interesting. Rabbi Yitzchak, his Taisus says Menchubas Rabbi Yitzchak Zikni. He brings for Rabbi Yaakov that he used to say it's usser in Avelos to learn these things. Why? Because by Tisha we find the Gemara makes special dispensation. You're allowed to learn in those type of things that don't make someone happy, those sad type of topics, one's allowed to learn. You don't find that any place where it speaks out this leniency, Legabe Regla Avelos. And therefore, he held that Legabe Regla Avelos, these things are not a kula. Pekut Hashem, Bisham, Bisham, Chelev, the Pekut of Hashem makes one happy, and therefore it's still a problem. That is the simple psak of Rabbi Yaakov initially. And then in the second line of Taisus over there, he says two key words, Uvi Mezek Nusai, Chazar Vehitter. When Rabbi Yaakov got older, he changed his mind, says it is mutter, just like on Tisha B'Av is mutter, so too during Avelos, it is mutter. It's very fascinating to see the Rishayim, and it's not so uncommon, but we don't focus on enough, that the Rishayim, when he's younger, Rabbi Yaakov, right, the Taisus, right, he held that it's Aser, right? That's coming to the Rebbe Natam, right? He yelled, it's Aser. And then when he got older, he switched his mind and said, no, the Reis going for Rebbe Natam. Then when he's older, he changed his mind and said, no, it's Mutter. Famously, they asked Rebbe Shlomazam, we've pointed this out many times in the past. They've asked him on a few occasions that, we heard a psak in one of his farm, Elisha Shleiman, the farm they wrote down from you. Maybe that was written posthumously, but in Chuvas that they quoted from Rav Shlomo Zalman, they asked him that the psak that they quoted from him one place is different than a psak they heard quoted from him many years earlier. Which one's the right quoting? Who's quoting it properly? Who has the right information? And Rav Shlomo Zalman's response was, both are right. 10 years ago, I held this is mutter, and I learned the sugya again, and I changed my mind. Holds usser. What's so shver? Why can't a person learn a sugya and change his mind? It's an interesting concept. So, punk this week, I was discussing actually with my brother-in-law. He was he asked me, what's the most famous ran in Adarim? What would you say the most famous ran in Adarim is? So famous, the ran of Davches. The ran of Adarim Davches says that there's a chiyuv Talmud Torah every minute of every day. A person must be learning Talmud Torah. As long as he has free time, he's supposed to be learning Torah every minute of every day. That's the absolute chiyuv of Talmud Torah is every minute, all the time. Ramban, right in the beginning of Maseches Adarim. Sorry, not the Ramban. The Ran in the beginning of Adarim. Says the Ran in Drushus, the chiyuv Talmud Torah is Yayma Velayla. There's a mitzvah to learn in the morning and learn at night. As long as one learns in the morning and at night, famous Evan Ozel, who Taka says, at the ones, the absolute chiyuv is to learn a little in the morning and learn at night. The rest of the day, as long as he's not just stam bottling away his time, even if he's not learning Torah, it's fine. But the Ran seems to take that approach as well. Others should also take that approach. As long as one learns in the morning and at night, he's you say Shema in the morning and night, as long as he learns in the morning and night, that's a kiyum of the obligation of Talmud Torah. Chayr, it seems to be a very black and white, a contradiction, Ran and Drushes, to Ran in his Pirish in Adar. We could say in Adar, he wasn't saying his Shita per se, he was explaining the Gemara, what it seems like for that Gemara, but it's really more than what the Gemara itself says. But the simplest explanation is, the Ran was Chayzer. In one place, the Ran held that Taka the Chiv is every moment. It's a big discussion in the Rishonim, if that's Taka the case. Another place, he held the Chiv is Yem of Laila, same idea. Talking about Talmud Torah over here also, same idea. Now just one more point, the Rashi, go right there. Rashi says, for us to liquorize, let's go over there. Rashi, third line from the top of the page, Rashi says, it's usher to learn. Rashi reminds us, like we have the Tezvav, Kedar Minan, Leil Medekamar, Machman Ali Yecheskel, Hanag Daim. He's told to be quiet. He's told to be quiet for what? From learning Torah. Had Amar, we quoted this back then. We quoted when we learned those Gemaras. We quoted this Gemara in Sukkah. I thought it was a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara says, "Avil Chayev Chomis Hashem Musbish B'Tayra." Chutzman Tefillin, Avil Chayev Lomis B'Tayra. Except for Tefillin, so then how could he be exempt from Talmud Torah? He's not allowed on Torah. Saying, "I an Avil Chayev Chomis Hashem B'Tayra." Except for Tefillin, Talmud Torah is one of the other mitzvahs. Answers Rashi the Kasha, Avahani Ispu Simcha. Rashi answers what we just pointed out before to Kudei Hashem Yisharim Besam Chilev, that the Kudei Hashem Yisharim they bring Simcha. God in the heart, simple, a direct steer with Tavelos, and therefore, even those Avalos Machoiv call Mitzvah Torah, except for Tefillin, he's not allowed to put on Tefillin, but also he cannot learn Torah because Torah, the Simcha of Torah, will be a clear steerer to his Avelos. Okay, says more further stories, Legabe, a Gadol had the Rabbi Need was able to teach Torah even during Avelos. Rabbi Rechana Israeli Beimilsa, Rabbi Rechana Nebuch had a relative that died that he had to say Shiva for him. Suffered Leimay Perkei went, he thought not to go to this, to go darshan his parak, his regular drasha, Rabbi Amalei Mechanina, im hoyu Rabbi Tzrichle Ein Nimna. If the Rabbi needs him, then he doesn't refrain from giving his drasha. So he said, okay, I'll have my regular Amir. Amir is like a speaker. He's the big gadol would say the words like not so loud. He would just say it to the person next to him. The person next to him would be on the podium and shout it out to the people. He would almost like a maturgamon, but it was more like a loudspeaker. He would speak it out to the tzibur. So he wanted to make him a speaker at his side. Amir Rav. So Rav said to him, whoa, that you don't do. Tanya Bavashli Yam Maturgamon. Provided you don't set up a maturgamon. Meaning, yes, you should still give shir because you're Rabbi Tzrichlein, even though you're an avelos, but someone of Ilus does not go in the regular manner. He does not set up Maturgamon. Yes, the Talmidim of the Rima Peri, Rabbi Chima Peri, the Talmidim, they explain that the idea is that there should be some sort of like Sheena to show that he's a mourner, to show that he's an Avelus. To stop as they do it the regular way would be a lack of respect to the fact that he's an Avel. So he doesn't stop giving the Shear, but he doesn't do it the regular way. So what should he do? Elhechav, what do he do? He has to disperse the Shear. If he can't do it the regular way, but he also cannot give the Shear. So Kiyadatanya, like we learned in this Braisa, another story again of a person Nebuch losing his son. Seems to be a comment. It's going to come up three times today's daf already. We had already before Rabbi Yasi. Now we have Maisa Meis Benesh Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. The famous Rabbi Yehuda, Tan of Mishnayis, Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda, is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. V'nichas Beis Medrash, Rabbi Yehuda's son was Nifter. He came to Beis Medrash. V'nichas B'chanan Be'akavi Vesh B'sidai. B'chanan Be'akavi sat next to Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. V'lacha Shul B'chanan Be'akavi, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. He whispered the shir to Rabbi Chaim Ben Akavya. Rabbi Chaim Ben Akavya, the Turkoman, Rabbi Chaim Ben Akavya then gave it over to Turkoman. So you have already a layers of separation between the ultimate Magad Shir, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, who is an Avelus, and the speaker of the Turkoman Shmuel Rabim. The Turkoman Shmuel Rabim, that's okay to do it in such a fashion where the speaker of the Bible, who's in mourning, he whispered it to the Tabachach, in this case, was Rabbi Chanina Ben Akavya, who then gave it to the Turkoman, who then gave it out loud. Tanu Rabban. Avil Shleisha Yamim Rishadim Aslanich Tefillin. And Avil, the first 3 days, we're going to focus now on Tefillin, and then we'll get to Sheol Shalom. Avil, the first 3 days, cannot wear Tefillin. Mishlish Velech, for the 3 day on, Ushlish Becham, but Tefillin. So it sounds like Olba Stira. Avil can't wear Tefillin for the first 3 days, but for the 3 day on, and the 3 days including Kriyat Tefillin, which basically the way the Taitcha means, Mixtape Kikulai. The big concept we find all over, but especially in Avelos, we find Mixtape Kikulai. So he can't wear Tefillin for 3 days, but once he's a few moments into the 3rd day, now he can put on Tefillin. So he waits till a few moments after Alois on the 3rd day, and now, or if it's about Tefillin, and now he can put on Tefillin. Okay. Vim Panachadash is in a Chilitz. And once he's wearing Tefillin, if a new face comes, then he doesn't have to take it off. Meaning the Chiddush is, even the new face, the idea of Panchadash is, we're going to have a sheet that holds, he's got to take it off. Panchadash are not going to know that this is day 3. They'll think it's day 2 or day 1. Day 2 or day 1 is Amay at Tefillin. So Panchadash is going to be, has to take off the Tefillin. According to this Tanakh, he does not have to take off the Tefillin if Panchadash is gone. So again, he doesn't wear Tefillin day 1 or day 2. Day 3, also officially not, but a few minutes of the day, he could put on Tefillin. And if Panchadash is gone, once Tefillin's on, he need not take them off. Notice, he need not take them off. but could be to put it on with Makadosh's presence, maybe even according to Blazer, you could do that. Okay. Rabbi Shua Aymer says, it's not 3 days, it's 2 days. Avil Shneyam Rishayim, Aslanech Tefillin, it's really the first 2 days of Kiryat Tefillin, and really, even though it says first 2 days, it's really just 1 day, because Mishani, Mishani Bechlal, Matlanech Tefillin, from the second day, including the whole second day, besides the first few minutes, he could put on Tefillin. Again, I'm explaining one way, other Rishayim read so more slightly different with this, how we reconcile these seemingly clear skiras between 3 days and 2 days. 2 days and 1 day, but I'm reading it the way the simple Tashi Gemara, the way the first explained it. It will be a little bit shver based on their sources, because coming out that really the source of Rabbi Shua should be 2 days, the source of Rabbi Lezer should be 3 days, and Navras Mixim Kekulei. The sources are going to be 2 days and 1 day. That's going to be the real sources, which really means Nafkmina is that according to the way, if you darshan the sources, we're going to be in a minute, that it should come out that according to Lezer, you don't have to wait 3 minutes on day three. You could put it on right away day three, and on day two, according to Rabbi Shua, you could put it on right away. I was the lush of the original statement. That's a little bit shver. Okay, says the Mar Mishani Bechlal, Mutlech Tvilin, Fimbo, Paragadash is Chaylis. Now he has a Chumra, Kulin. He allows putting on tefillin already on day two, but he says if Paruch Hadash has come, you got to take it off, even if you're wearing it already. Rabbi Lezer says he can only put on tefillin day three, but once you can put on tefillin, if they're on already, if Paruch Hadash has come, you need not remove the tefillin. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Masna, my time to Blazer. Rabbi Lezer says you can put on tefillin only on the third day. You may bechi evil meisha. You may is plural, so 2 days of full avelos, and then on the third day you can put on tefillin. Amar Rav Eina, my time to Bishua. Rabbi Shua. Singular mar. The bitter day it's matched by the ikker avelis is 1 day. Ask the more, what does each one do with all those pasuk? If you should not be feitamu yimei plural by Meisha Rabbeinu, Amalach, Shani Meisha, the Tak of Avli, Meisha Rabbeinu, of course, has a greater avelis than regular, but ordinarily 1 day is enough. Rabbi Lazar, Nami Yaksiv, Achisikimar, says the end will be singular, Yemar, smash for 1 day. So the more says, you're right, he's maskim. Ikkamarir, Chademu. He's maskim, the ikkamarir is 1 day, even though it says plural 2 days. Even though he holds that it is plural 2 days, like Moshe Rabbeinu, Ikka Meriris is always 1 day. It's not stereo, both are true. Ikka Meriris, Ikka Bitterness is 1 day, but it's still, the avails is 2 days. It's full of Kolikum on day three. Amarula. Halacha Karab Eliezer, Bachalitza. Legabe removing the tefillin when Paruch Hadash comes. Halacha Zekab Lazer, that you need not remove the tefillin when Paruch Hadash comes. But legabe, which day you can put on tefillin? Halacha Yabashua Bahanacha. Legabe, when you put on tefillin on? Halacha Yabashua, they can put on tefillin already from the second day. Tomorrow wants to know, what is Ula Paschi? Meaning, Rabbi Lezer himself only said you don't have to take on tefillin when someone comes on day three. We clearly pass like Bishua, you can put on tefillin on day two. So when you pass like Rabbi Lezer, are you pass like Rabbi Lezer only in Shittas Rabbi Lezer himself, which means on day three, you need not take off the tefillin if Paruch Hadash comes. But on day two, Avad, you still have to take it off, even according to Ula, because even though he goes like Rabbi Shua, they can put on tefillin on day two, Rabbi Shua says you got to take it off if Paruch Hadash comes. Or no, his Kiddush was, you take both Shittas to Ula, which is a concept that we've had already a bunch of times, basically blah, the halacha different mikol be'evil, but now we take the next step. Now we'd be saying, take the kula of Rabbi Yeshua, they put full ready in the second day, I'm calling it a kula, but you put the oven, put the full ready in the second day, and take the leniency of Rabbi Eliezer, that when you bring on tefillin, if Paruch Hadash has come, once it's on, you've got to take it off, and apply it even to the second day, and no one said that, because Rabbi Yeshua, they put tefillin the second day, but if someone comes, you got to take it off. Rabbi Eliezer says, if someone comes, you have to take it off, but it's only on the third day, because on the second day, you can't put tefillin b'chlal. Maybe mixing, combining both shittas together for the more cool tikkatzad, we're going to see different opinions in the Gemara. Let's see. Ibailu. B'sheini l'ula chaylitz eina chaylitz. On the second day, according to Ula, he's ready to wear tefillin. Does he have to remove it if Paruch Hadash has come or not? Tashamal spigaraya. Amar Ula. Chaylitz m'niach afilu me'apamim. He takes it off, puts it back on 800 times. Very clearly, Ula is saying that you got to take it off and put it back on. What do you mean? I pass like Rabbi Lezer, you don't have to take it off. Obviously, we say that he passes like Rabbi Lezer only from day three and on. On day two, you have to take it off and put it back on. He would talk and say you have to remove it. Tana b'achu, you have a price that brings raya to Ula. By the way, Ula is the same person. Right, we want to know what Ula would say. Tashem Avi Baraya from Ula himself. Okay, Tanam Halchi. We have Bryce to back up this interpretation of Ula. Yud Betema Imer Chaylitz Mneiach Avil Meipam. It takes off, puts back on 800 times. So you would have taken off, put it back on at least on day two. Okay. However, Rava takes the more lenient approach across the board. Rava Amar Kivet Shneiach Shavini Chaylitz. He's let it put on the second day of Shiva, and once he put on, he need not take it off. We take the leniency, so to speak. I'm calling the allowance to be able to put on tefillin a leniency. We're taking the kula that you let it put on tefillin day two already, like Yeshua, and the kula of Allah that once you let it put on tefillin, you need to take it off once they're on. Key point, only once they're on, we'll get back to that in a minute. If they're not on yet, then you can't put it on. Says the Gemara, I have a Rabbi Dama. Rabbi said earlier, Rabbi said, Allah Tanakam, did Katana Didan, Dama Shleisha, Rabbi said, Katana of our Mishnah, who held that the Ikra Avelos is 3 days. You need to already be 3 days in the Avelos before Yom Tov in order for Yom Tov to break the Shiva. So you need to be 3 days. So the Gemara is assuming that the dinim of Shiva, of 3 days, relates to the dinim of Tefillin, and just like you only need 3 days there, so too for 3 days, there shouldn't be 3 days Ikra Avelos, you should be able to do a Tefillin for all 3 days. So how's Rabbi Paschi for day two ready Ikra Tefillin? Says the Gemara, Mitzvah Shai, Tapa Mbez, Chapa Mbez, Mitzvah Shining. Mitzvah is different. Tefillah is different. Meaning, well, to the extent where it's almost a question, what's the Havmina? Rikano was bothered right away. He said, what's the worst connection? Mechatesa. Because the dinim of had to count the Shiva 3 days, the dinim of Tefillah is 3 days, and that's where the worst answer. The mitzvah of Tefillah is different than the other dinim of Shiva. We don't necessarily say, because he holds that there's a dinim of 3 days to get a terrorist out of the high level of Avelos, is the first 3 days altogether had the high level of Avelos, doesn't mean that's that all 3 days are restricted from Tefillin. Mitzvah can have its own set of rules. Now there is Alach L'maisa. Alach L'maisa, Hershey brought this up before. Alach L'maisa, we're knowing that the Avel does not wear Tefillin the first day. Again, if the Furah takes place already during the day, the morning time, and now there's still daylight time, he hasn't brought Tefillin yet, seems to be the Hag of the Veld. Many people is to wear tefillin even that first day. But again, the basic halacha brought down is that we don't wear tefillin the first day. On the second day, we put on tefillin. But the halacha is brought down that if panim chadashas are there, he can't put on tefillin the avil. So if he's already wearing tefillin, he need not take them off. But if the panim chadashas are already there, then he can't put on tefillin. Says Rosh Hashanah, many people unaware of this halacha, he's very particular to tell people that I ask him what they should know about when it comes to avilos, any halachas that people often miss. And this halacha that people miss is that they don't put on tefillin before seeing people. So let's say the avil is not makpid to come down. Let's say shachar is called for 7:30. He comes down 7:30 to say us. Very often the people that come to the shachar on the second day were not necessarily people that were able. Very often it's people that weren't able to make levaya, weren't able to see him the first day. They're coming for the first time the second day. If they're in the room before he puts on tefillin, he's not allowed to put on tefillin. So he should come in earlier and put on tefillin, or put on tefillin in a different room and then come in. Basically, he should come in wearing tefillin. He shouldn't put on tefillin in the presence of the people coming to the minyan, because if someone new shows up, he will not be able to put on tefillin. Interesting halacha that people are not so aware of. As a vector of shechter shlita. Okay, says the Gemara. Tanaban, avol sheshi amr shayna. Now we're going to focus on again the breaking down the levels of the shiva, the chumras of shiva from the first 2 days versus the rest of shiva, and from there we're going to segue into the dinim of Shayla Shalom, of giving Shalom, of receiving Shalom. That'll take us to the end of the share today. Tanaba. Avil Shleish Yam Mishanim Asmalach. The first 2 days of Avails is Asim to do work. Afilu Aniam Prispanis Benatstaka. Even if he's an Ani that lives off staka, so not working is going to cause him to be more dependent on staka, he can't work. It's not an option. He can't work the first 3 days of Avails discussion, but maybe Devra Oven. If it's, this is talking about Minis Revach, making profit. If it's talking about Devra Oven, he's not mentioned to lose some of what he has, then maybe there would be a leniency to work even the first 3 days. But after 3 days, the Ani, the Avil, if he needs to, can work privately in his house, but Sina, Faisha Tavam Felach Pesach Besa, and similarly a woman who is knitting clothing, she could spin, or dealing with wool, she could spin in privacy of her house. Tanaban. Avil Shasham Mishainim, Einayach the base of Avil. Avil the first 3 days can't go visit another base Avil. But Kavelach, but after 3 days, then Alach is as follows. Hayelach, he can go. Then Yashim Makam Nachmim, Abakam is Nachmim. After 3 days, from day 3 to day 7, he's allowed to go to another base Avel, but he doesn't sit with the people that are giving consolation. He sits with those who are sitting in Avel. He sits alongside the other Avelim. He joins them. He sits on that side of the table, not as one of the Menachmim. Tanaban. Avel Shasham Mershainim, Us Mishal Shalom, Avel first 3 days is Usher to greet others. It's Usher for the Avel to greet other people. Mishal Shvachev, Meshav, and Shayel. So for the first days he can't greet, seems like under any circumstances. From day 3, after day 3 till day 7, he can respond. If someone gave him a greeting first, he can respond, but he can't initiate. He can't greet, he can't be shayel about someone else. How are you? How things? He can't start. If someone asks him, he's allowed to respond. After 7 days, he's able to be shayel meshiv in the normal way. Says the Gemara. The first day is Asa Shalom. We have Ryan Agnes, and here's the third the Gemara that we have today about a Talmud Chacham and Tzaddik, a Gadol Dar, Bekiva, who also Nebuch buried a child. We had a Reis Mitzpuri, we had Rabbi Yehuda Bar Loi, and Avi Bekiva. Obviously, it was more common back then. I'm not to minimize, maybe it's more to it than that. Fatanya, Meisu Banu Shalom Bekiva. This story where the Banu is plural, actually. Shalom means sons, plural. The Gersim should be plural or singular. But either way, Bekiva had lost either a son or sons. Nichols Kol Yisrael Vespidim Espe Gadol. Gansel came in, gave big has paid the Mishas Petrasim when they were leaving. I'm Rabbi Kiva, you want to give them Shreyach. I'm Rabbi Kiva, Safsal, Godly Gap on a big bench, Rabbi Nisanachin, Beisrael Shimu. After the Shemon, I'm Chasan Menachem, who Bishvil Kavach Hasisim. Even if I had two married sons, I would be consoled. I'd have Nechama from the great honor that you did for me. For Mishvil Akiva Basam, if you came for the person named Akiva, stop because my name is Akiva. He came because of Akiva. Hurry, come Akiva Gushuk. There's many Akivas in the market. You don't have to come to, you know, no one Akivas gets such a big following to come. He wasn't coming to brag. He's coming to make the point. The reason why he came to be Menachem me, and it was such a big group for to be Menachem Rabbi Akiva, is because you said that Teres Lakov is Belibay. It's because the Teres Hashem is in the heart of Rabbi Akiva. For Kolshkin Shishchartim Kafel. So it was Rabbi Akiva was praising them for honoring the Torah, not for himself personally, but for them being so giving such honor for the Torah, and therefore Yischar should be double. L'chulav adechem is the key words. L'shalim, go back to your house. L'shalim, it's interesting. Shein l'shalim is literally Gemara Sages. He's giving the word shalom, saying he gave a bracha over of shalom. He didn't even say how are you, what's doing. Shein l'shalim sounds like a question of greetings. This is more a bracha of shalom. That's apparently classic shalom. The Gemara says Akasha. Rabbi Akiva was a middle of Avelis, and the middle of Aspeidim over there, and he gave shalom. Answers the Gemara, covered Rabbi Shaini. That's different. Rabbi Akiva is giving covet to the masses. That's of course different. That words, that's one's last day shalom. But typically, one cannot greet or even respond with shalom in the first 3 days of Avelos. Says the Gemara, Mishnah Shvat Shev, we quote for the price again from day 3 to day 7. Meishav, he can respond v'nishel, but he cannot initiate. After day 7, he can respond and he can initiate, and he can respond. He can do both in a normal fashion. He can give shalom. He can ask shalom. He can do all of the above. You tell me that once Shiva is over, it's totally fine, even before Shleishim. Once Shiva is over, ask the Gemara, I might see this as the bright star, I might see Chaver Avil, Pesach Shleishim Yayim. If one finds a friend in Avelos within 30 days, Medabri Mentachumim, he offers him Tanchumim, he offers him Divrei Tanchumim, Venishal Mishalim, and he does not greet him, Mishalim. This is if the others are, don't greet him, Mishalim. Lachash Hashem, after 30 days, Shel Mishalimim. After 30 days, you're allowed to ask Mishlaimai, you can greet Mishalim, but you don't speak to Tachumim. What if his wife had died and he married another wife? So this is going back to within Shleishim, even though it's already past the 30-day mark, this goes back to within Shleishim, it's clearly Mishlaim learned. So his wife died and he married another woman. So over there, there's a separate issue. Even though within 30 days, we're saying you normally do give condolences, not there. Because the new wife doesn't need to hear how amazing the woman she was replacing was. You can't go into his house to give tachumim, because you don't want to create animosity with his new wife. You don't create give her a feeling of being self conscious compared to the first wife. However, Matzah B'Shuk, you find the husband alone in the marketplace. I'm Leib Sefer Rafa Lekayvresh in a serious, quiet manner. He can give him condolences. Taisus addresses the Shemitah discuss how on earth is he married to the second wife within 30 days. Once when wife dies, he shouldn't be getting married within 30 days. Allah says he shouldn't be getting married when an Aval general shouldn't be getting married within 30 days. Answers, the Rishayim, he said we've had this more than one occasion, that both were, there's two tzuritzim, both related to kids. Either he already had young kids. The Gemara brought a story, I want to say it's with the Rabbi Yosef, the Gemara brought a story that one of the giants in the Gemara had lost a spouse, and in the basic Gemara, I'm pretty sure it was actually his sister-in-law, that he said, if you're available, please come marry me. And Taisov there explains that the reason why he's able to do it, even though his mamish is during Shiva, forget about during Shleishim, is not just forget about Shiva Kibben Acher, other svaras. The reason is because he had little kids, and little kids need a parent, need a mother to tend to them, and therefore he needed to have a mother of the little kids right away. And based on that, the first class maybe didn't have relations with her Takatef to Shleishim, but he's able to marry her right away in order to tend to the children. Or the flip svar of the first class is in a case where the person was Mekai Puravu, even though typically he should be waiting, but if it was Mekai Puravu, there's a clock is ticking every second of Puravu, and that would also be a dispensation to get married. Obviously, you would be able to have relations. L'chair, shtickle to be the purpose, if not, but L'chair, you would be able to have relations, pashtas, if you get married right away during Shleishim. Okay, those are two cases where the guy's married to new wife during Shleishim. We're saying, you don't give him tanchumim in her presence, only in the shuk. Fine. But the question is, very clearly, we're basically discussing that after Shiva, you still don't greet him with Shalom. Only after Shleishim. And the Pashtas, Kal v'Chaymer, I would think that the other himself after Shiva still cannot greet others B'Shalom if they can't even greet him B'Shalom. Gemara says no, the Kal v'Chaymer is wrong. Amar of Idi Bar-Avin, who shayel B'Shalom Acherim, Shacherim Shruim B'Shalom? Acherim ain't Shalom B'Shalom Aishu, ain't Shar B'Shalom. So Rav Idi Rabin explains, no, there's a big difference. He's allowed to, after Shiva, give Shalom to others because they're B'Shalom, and therefore he can speak to them and give them Shalom. They can't give him Shalom even after Shiva, and even after Shleish, even throughout the whole, till after Shleish, because he's not Shari B'Shalom, so it's not a difference in Rav Lech, what he can do to others, rather what he could do for others to do for him. In fact, remember, Tani Meshev, Mechal D'Shalini, from the fact that it says that he's Shail U'Meshev, after 7 days, sounds like it goes both ways, that A, he can ask, and Shalom, and B, they can ask him, and he can respond, not like what we just said, Tlayadei. When it says he's let her respond, means, in a case Layada, where somebody didn't know he's an Avelis. Layada means the guy was unaware he's an Avelis, and he therefore gave him Shalom. So then you let her respond, that's the Meshev. But if someone knows he's an Avelis, that person should know the Lacha that he's not able to give him Shalom. Kozman, he's with the Shleishim. You're not going to give the Avel Shalom either until you're out of Shleishim. Ask the Mori, Nami, 1 second. But if you're talking about a case where the person was unaware he's Layada, so then the Chayra, why he's saying that should be dafki after the Shiva, after the first 3 days already, it should be the same din. It should be relevant even after the first 3 days, you should be able to give a response. Says Gemara, Hasam Meida Hudle Adav Lemadr. Over there, the first 3 days that we're saying over there, even if someone didn't know and he gave Shalom, over there, it's close enough to the Niftar, to the story happening, that he should inform them. Make them knowledgeable. Sorry, I can't give you Shalom because X and X just happened. Therefore, I can't give Shalom. It's more important than that than just to give Shalom. Once you get past this time, once you get past, in this case, the initial 3 days, he no longer needs to inform them. He can just answer. He can just respond. Even though Nechanabi shouldn't be giving Shalom. But if they don't know, he doesn't have to go through the whole story. He just responds Shalom. And leaves it at that. Says more one last Gemara. For a minute, we have a stira. Maitz chaver avel. And one finds his friend who's avel within 12 months. You can offer him consolation, but you don't greet him. You don't greet him 12 months. After 12 months, you're allowed to give him shalom. But adraba, put the brakes on condolences. You don't do condolences anymore. You can reference it in a side manner, that's okay. But to go directly into making him feel bad about his loss, he's already 12 months, he's already hopefully very much past it. No need to bring it up. One who finds his friend in Avil after 12 months, and he does give his condolences, what's it comparable to? The Adam, like a person who broke his foot and then was healed. He's already healed. Matzarei, the doctor says, Ramalai, doctor finds him, says, ah, come to me, I'll break it again for a penna, and I'll heal it to show you how good I am as a doctor. You'll see that my medicines are the best. Okay, fine, but right now it's healed. You're going to break it again? So after 12 months, the guy, so to speak, is healed. You want to break him again. You don't give condolences after 12 months. Okay. What's the kasha? Kasha is very clear. It says that not only till after Shleishim, it says till after 12 months. Like kasha, above the imai, habashak ravim. It depends if it's of the imai or shak ravim. Avim is tak up 12 months. Shak ravim is after 30 days. Hasanami, yidabi, tankum, and atzad. Ask him 1 second. If we're talking about other relatives, let him at least give him tanchum and atzad after Shleishim. Why he's saying the same way after for Aviv Yimei, after 12 months, you give tanchum and atzad. Why after Shleishim don't do tanchum and atzad for a friend? Says the Mar Nachami, you could. L'mayim adami tanchumim. Says l'mayim adami tanchumim. Kedarka means you don't do regular tanchum adami imei min atzad. You don't do regular tanchumim, but he could be medaber with him min atzad. We'll pause over here and figure out the Rambam's shem every one.